Hello, everyone, and welcome back. So, here we go with another case. Let's go ahead and get started with it. So, this case is on Sandra Lorraine Andrews. She went missing in November 16th of 1990. She was 44 years old when she disappeared, and that would make her 74 right now. At the time of her disappearance, she was 5'8 and 133 pounds. She was last seen in her white nurse's uniform and a brown hooded coat. She also had some gold jewelry on as well at the time. And let's go ahead and get into the details of this case. So she was last seen at 11:15 p.m. on November 16th of 1990 when she left her nursing job at the Methodist Manor Home in Seaford. We are also in Delaware. I'm so sorry I didn't mention that earlier. And she has never been seen or heard from again. Her white 1985 Mercury Cougar with a brown top was located at 4 a.m. the day after her disappearance. It was parked behind a storage building on east side of northbound Route 13 north of Seaford. Her purse and other belongings were scattered on the ground near the driver's side door, and her keys were actually found on her trunk lid. She left behind two adult daughters. One of her sons died at birth, and the other died in an accident as a toddler. She had divorced in 1982, but she was reconciling with her ex-husband, and they thought that they would probably get married again. He has since been named a person of interest in her disappearance. Her family describes her as a very spiritual and prim and proper woman who frequently exercised and didn't smoke or curse. So she sounds like a very amazing person. And then I did look into it a little bit more, and I did see where she called her ex-husband at 10:45 p.m., only 45 minutes, 30 minutes before she was found missing. Before she was last seen, I'm sorry. Okay, and then I did look into it, and I found an article in 2007, and it was on WBOC, and it says that the police are always optimistic about this case, and they say if they weren't optimistic, that you would lose the desire to keep trying, and they have that desire to solve every single case. So they're still looking into it. They have a thick folder with all of her files in it, and they haven't been able to get any more new answers, just a bunch of dead ends, but they're very hopeful that they will solve this case. But that is it for that missing person case. There was something that I did want to address. I had a very recent review that was left on my podcast, on Apple Podcast, if you listen to it on there, which majority do. And it was probably one of the most negative things I have honestly ever heard. And I did ponder on quitting because that's what they told me to do. But then I thought about the advice that they gave me, and I realized that I could be studying more on my cases that I do, my audio. I'm working on getting that a lot better and looking up ways of how I can make the podcast better. And I'm still learning, so I am new to this, but I feel like that person was upset about something else because they mentioned Tiffany in their review, and I do not condone in any way the way that they talked about her. She did pass away. It is an ongoing investigation, and I think it was very rude about how they said things about her. They also called the person that asked for help on getting her name out there a liar, but they didn't actually lie. They just gave me info so I could look into it further, and I appreciated them for that. But if you do have any positive feedback, please go on there and leave me a review, and just say something nice because I'm kind of feeling down about it at the moment. But if you do have some constructive criticism, just go ahead and email me at missingpersoncaseswithchloe. I am so open to advice. I am wanting to get better at this. I haven't been doing it for a long time, like I said, but I really want to try and get better. But just hang in there, guys. I'm going to be improving slowly but surely, but now I know I need to kick it up a notch. So thank you all so much for listening, and I will see you next time.